Again, I want to thank you for being here with us and giving God the glory and the honor. Again, I welcome you to New Temple Ministry. Amen. And we pray that while we're here today, that God will give us a revelation for our lives. Amen. Our scripture today will be coming from Luke. We give you time to get there. Luke, the 17th chapter. Luke, the 17th chapter. Amen. Again, you're coming from Luke, the 17th chapter. I'm sorry, the 10th chapter, the 17th through the 20th verse. Amen. It's a miscite there, but I know that you all are forgiven. Luke, the 10th chapter, 17 through 20. Amen. Amen. Can I get Sister Alicia to read for us today? If she's here.
Yes, sir.
And the 70 returned again with joy, saying,
One moment. I think you have two devices on and it's giving me feedback.
It's me.
Oh, amen. All you have to do is turn one of them down.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Lord. All right. Sister Alicia, go ahead.
And the 70 returned again.
We're still getting feedback.
And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this rejoice, not the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
Amen. Rejoice because your names are written in heaven. If the Lord has called you and sent you and saved you, amen, we need to rejoice. I'm ecstatic about that my name is written in heaven. I don't care what's going on or what it looks like. Amen. My name is written in heaven. Repeat with me this. My name is written in heaven. Glory to God. Amen. 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 I want to tell you about things that are affecting us as Christians in life today. For positions and recognition in life, men seem to long for respect and recognition. Everybody is jockeying for respect and recognition rather than that of a humility and service to God and his people. As disciples of the Lord, our objective are to be a living examples of Jesus Christ in us. Amen. And to do his will, knowing very well and constantly acknowledging the fact it's not all about us. You see, in this world, it's all about us. Everything that they do, amen, it's all about them. And Jesus is not even in the picture. Amen. And this goes from those who claim Jesus as Lord as well. In their lives, there's nothing, amen, that exists except it's all about us. You see, the main task on this mission of ours is not taking up arms and waging war against the devil, but to increase in our faith and doing the will of God. Jesus never told us to go out and engage in activities that would gain popularity among those in this world, but to preach and to teach to the lost without fear of failing. Let me say that again. Without fear of failing. You see, fear can paralyze you and it will keep you, amen, from doing what you need to do. Amen. So what we need to do is put the fear aside. If Jesus is calling us into ministry, amen, into service, we need not fear of failing, because he said he would be right there with us. Amen. I think that some folk are confused and have the wrong idea about whose job it is to draw folk into the church, meaning the body of Christ. I believe that he who sends us out has, in his own infinite wisdom, have already prepared the heart of those who are to be reached. All we have to do is lift up the name of Jesus and give the word of our testimony, something that we all have. Amen. Lifting up the name of Jesus is our job. And telling folk what God has done for us, amen, in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said, if I be lifted up, we'll draw all men unto me. But the problem is, too many folk, rather than lifting up the name of Jesus, are lifting up themselves, trying to draw folk and attention to themselves, rather than drawing attention to the name of Jesus, for there is power in the name of Jesus. Am I right about it? Amen, amen. I believe that our job is to go forth, never fearing the possibility of failure. For I don't believe that the Lord God would command us to do something that he knows we couldn't do. Now, we may sometimes give out, but we never give up. I believe that sometimes we may lose sight, but we never lose hope. Things may look bad sometimes, but I'm reminded that God is still on the throne and is still in control, and the way is already made. I don't have to make the way. If God called me to go the way is already made. I believe that when we as Christians began to look to the hills from where our help comes from, rather than looking to ourselves and to others, we can get more done for the Lord, for we can do all things through Christ. I said, through Christ, who strengthens us. And I believe that if we would allow Jesus to be first and foremost in our lives, we wouldn't worry about car payments. We wouldn't worry about those doctor bills. We would not worry about what's coming tomorrow. For tomorrow is in his hands, and tomorrow is not even from to us. And if we learn to put Jesus first, we won't have to worry at all. I believe that the most important thing that happened to those disciples he sent out, when he sent them out two by two, not that they were liked or respected or were well known by those they ministered to, but that their names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life. In my closing, the question I want to ask you today, is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and who's first in your life? Who's first in your life? You know, the Lord is so good. Don't care what time it is. Don't care what season it is. The Lord knows what we need in due season. Amen. And he's always delivering right on time. I want to thank you again for joining us and being with us. And my prayer again is that something was said that would strike a spark in your life to give you a direction to go and put in Jesus first in your life. Amen. 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 The Lord is so good. And my prayer is that we will continue, regardless of what's going on in our life. Don't worry about what's coming tomorrow, because tomorrow is in Jesus' hand. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Hope to see you on Wednesday night.